There's a mistake that people make when they look at their lives. They think that everything that ever hurt them should be shut away and forgotten. I came across a beautiful thing while I was reading Slaughterhouse-5 by Kurt Vonnegut recently. One whole page in the novel centres on the drawing of a gravestone. On in other words, everything was beautiful and nothing hurt. It got me to thinking, what would I like to have on my gravestone? All the best ones have a message, something that defines the person whose body now lies beneath the ground. Maybe mine would say, everything was beautiful, and everything hurt. But that's okay. When it hurts, you know that it means something. After all, perhaps the things that we lose define us as surely as the things we have. Or even more so. We've all lost things. Some of us have lost parents or friends, whether it's through debt or by some petty argument that took them away from us. Most of us have lost pets and books, phones and toys, and little bits of our lives we wish we could remember. Our losses say more about us than anything else, because us humans never appreciate what we've got until it's gone. I came across a very touching poem, written from the point of view of a young girl who's committed suicide. Looking down at her family, she notices how that year, the Christmas tree doesn't go up. Her friends sob as they look at the presents they've wrapped for her. The girl is confused. These people had treated her with what seemed like indifference when she was alive. Watching them grieve for her, she becomes agitated and regretful of what she's done, because it's only from beyond the grave that she sees how much she truly meant to them. I suppose the lesson here is to show your love for the people around you. If they call you crying at 2 a.m, sit up and listen to them. Offer to drop by the next day. Include the people you love in your life, because if you don't, they'll fade away from you. Some people need to be reminded that they're loved more than others, because in their minds, if no one in the world loves them, then there's no point in existing. Most people need others to witness their passage through life. Knowing that, we should always try to pay attention to the people around us. We should make sure they know that someone's watching and someone cares. You can never tell what's going on inside another person's mind, so just be there. Be the person who cares, because you don't want to end up running your fingers over the wrapping paper of a gift that suddenly has no recipient. If our lives are a pile of good things and bad things, then we have a duty to do all we can to keep adding to our loved ones' pile of good things. You can't afford to be indifferent. People have this idea that their time is too precious to share, and they scramble to do things and leave their mark on time. But eventually every achievement fades away. Immortality is a myth. So stop hoarding your time and start giving it to the people who need it. I used to be obsessed with achieving things, publishing books, winning at life, getting A grades. These things mean nothing if your smile hasn't touched the heart of another person. So I've decided that whatever I do in life, its primary purpose won't be to make myself happy, but to make others happy. And if by extension that makes me happy, then fine. Appreciate the things you have while you have them. When I'm old, I won't count success by the things I own, or by whatever great things I do. I'll look at my heart and trace the outlines of the people I've loved. They'll remind me that I've lived. The good things and the bad things will add up to make me who I am. And I know that the people I've met along the way will be looking into their own hearts and will see me in there. That's all the knowledge I need to be content in this life.